Brethren, I want to welcome every one of us to Bethel Experience this morning. Welcome to the presence of the Lord. Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, it is your month of divine enlargement in every area of your life. And so shall it be unto you. Because this month, you will not be excluded from those that will experience divine enlargement that will lead to testimony in Jesus' name. I'll be talking this morning briefly on what I will title Dimensions of Divine Enlargement. Dimensions of Divine Enlargement. And last Sunday, we talked about divine enlargement. And we talked about what exactly is divine enlargement. And over the weekend, we're privileged and blessed to have our Father in the Lord declaring the Father's blessings over our life. But I'm also here to assure someone, to remind someone, that the light of God that has already come upon your life, that light has exposed every darkness.
Amen.
That light has translated you from every form of struggle,
Amen.
From every form of shame,
Amen.
Into a season,
Amen.
That you will begin to make progress,
Amen.
That you will begin to move forward,
Amen.
That you will begin to go further,
Amen.
You will go further,
Amen.
You will go higher,
Amen.
And so shall it be,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because the man of God that carries the presence of God has already prophesied and decreed, and so shall it be unto you,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine enlargement is what God wants for us. And so when we started last Sunday, we talked about the fact that God wants us to enlarge. And we look at the life of a man called Jabesh. And this man, let's still read it. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let's read it together. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 9 to verse 10. Are we ready? All right, let's read together. 1, 2, go. And Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabesh, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and thy hand might be with me, and that thou wilt keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brethren, last Sunday we talked about the fact that divine enlargement is the promise of God for each and every one of us. God wants you to enlarge in every area of your life. And so he has given us that assurance, that promise. And if there is anything that our God cannot do, is that God cannot lie. He cannot go back on his word. Do I have a witness in the house?
Amen.
God cannot what? Go back on his word. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 20. We have that promise of divine enlargement. He said, when the Lord thy God shall do what? It is just a matter of time. When God will enlarge your border as he at what? What has God promised you this year? I want you to do what? Hold on to his word. What has God said? Not what man said. You remember I said Jabesh did not have a choice when it comes to the matter of choosing his name. It was his mother that put that tag on him. But when he grew up, he knew that this is not the promise of God for my life. And he did something about it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, God wants us to prosper, to increase, to enlarge in every area of our life. Physical, spiritual, material. Now, there are categories of enlargement, but there are also dimensions. Now, when we're talking about dimensions of divine enlargement, if you look at the meaning of dimensions, there are different things that dimension means, stands for, or connotes. But what I want you to know is this. When you have a set of measurements, now for those who are maybe science students, and I believe every one of us will do maths. When we're talking about dimensions, you know, measurements. When God wants you to start at a level, he doesn't want you to stay at that level. Praise God. God wants you to continue to do what? To grow. Now, let's even look at every one of us as individual. There are different stages of life. As much as some of us will love the days of our youth, when we're still in high school, when we can run 100 meters. A couple of weeks ago, we have some of our men to come and play ping pong. And after one or two rounds, you can see some of them, the way they were breathing. You can know that, yes, it is not the strength of the youth anymore. Praise God. What has happened? They have moved to another level. Praise God. But I always tell people, and the scripture is clear, bodily exercise, profited. That little, you don't want to miss it. Praise God. Why? Because if you don't exercise your body will tell you at a time that, look, I need to move to another dimension. So the rate at which you are going, if you don't catch up, amen, you will not be able to what? To live a healthy life. That's the message for another day. But we're talking about dimension. We're talking of increase, something that can be measured. Praise God. Praise God. And so I'll talk about different areas, different dimensions of enlargement. And I'll categorize them into the physical, now spiritual, and then material. The first one, dimensions of divine enlargement, is what I will call, you know, God wants you to enlarge physically in your health. Praise God. In your what? 3 John, verse 2. I wish above all things that you will prosper and be what? Not in sickness. Not managing your health. That when the scripture uses the word prosper, that means your health will increase, will enlarge. You will move from strength to strength, from might to might, from glory to glory. Praise God. The Lord wants you to increase and enjoy life in perfect health, not managing it. The man Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7, Deuteronomy 34, verse 7, I'm sure we all know who this man, Moses, a man that God used to lead the children of Israel. Praise God. He confessed at the end of the days of his life. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. But the Bible says his eyes was not dimmed. Amen. He didn't have to use glasses like some of us. Praise God. And it's not his sin to use glasses. But we're talking of God prospering you, and you will see the increase in your health progressing higher and higher, not diminishing. His eyes was not dim. His natural strength did not abate. Perfect health. God wants you to live in perfect wholeness. And this is what the caveat. And I mentioned it last Sunday. Every promises of God, we have a part to play. God wants you to prosper and be in health. Now, what do you and I have to do? Hello? To take care of our body. Now, there are some of us, as Christians, who believe that going to the doctor is a problem. Just to go for your annual checkup. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? You want to make sure that God, you see, there are certain things that God will not do for us. But God also wants you to live a perfect life. If somebody fails to take care of their bodies, and they said the Lord has taken them home, the Lord will tell them, yes, you are the one that wants to come home early. Because you fail to do what? To take care of yourself. Praise the Lord. Dimensions. God wants you to prosper in your health. You will see that increase. Now, what that means is that sickness is not permitted. It's not allowed to stay in your life, in your body. Why? Because heaven wants you to increase and to enlarge in your health. Number two, let's move on. God wants you to prosper in your marital life. Now, I use the word marital for those who are married, for those who are not married. Now, how can you enlarge if you are not married? That means God will settle you in your own home. God will give you a man after God's heart, a woman after God's heart, that you can live together to bring up what? Godly children. If you are married, God will cause you to be fruitful and multiply. Enlargement. That's the promise of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis 1, 28. You see, when God made man in his own image and likeness, and God said, that's the first thing God said when he blessed them. Be what? And? Enlargement. Increase. For each and every one of us. God wants you to enlarge. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Talking about Anna. Amen. The Bible said there was a certain man, you know, Elkanah. He had two wives, verse 2. The name of one was Anna. The other one was Penina. But the Bible says Anna had no children. And even though God wants her to enlarge in her marital life, praise God. But she did what? She had no children. If you go down to verse 15, her story did not end there. Now listen, even though God wants you to enlarge, remember I said we have a part to play. What did Anna did? Anna went into the presence of the Lord that year at Shiloh. And refused to join others. She cried to God, just like Jabesh did. And the man of God saw him. And Anna said, my Lord, I'm not drunk with sorrow. Amen. I am pouring out my heart to the Lord. I am what? I am making my request known to God. And look at verse 19. You have a part to play. And the man of God told her, go, the God of heaven has answered your prayer. Look at what she did. She rose up and began to worship God. Last Sunday, when I talked about divine enlargement, I mentioned three principles. How many of us still remember? The principle of what? Praise, planning, and prayer. Anna rose up. She heard the word and she began to praise God after she had prayed. Amen. Amen. And do you know, she did not just praise and pray. She began to plan. She said, when God gives me this child, I am going to give him back to the Lord. Divine enlargement. When you follow the principles of God, God will glorify his name. And we know the story. Amen. Amen. How it ended for Anna. It ended with testimony. Chapter 2, go to verse 21. It ended with what? With testimony. The Lord visited Anna so that she conceived. After the first one that she gave to the Lord, the Bible says she bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. She gave one to God, and God did what? Multiplied her. Divine enlargements, dimensions. You've heard the phrase, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Isaac was great. Abraham was great. Isaac was very great. But Jacob was exceeding great. God wants you to increase in leaps and in bounds in your marital life, in your health. There must be that mark of progress. Number 3, God wants you to increase in your physical domain. I use the word physical domain. You see, there are spheres of influence that you command that is around you. God does not want you to still be telling stories of what you have achieved 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Do you know why? Because our God is new. When? Every day. He wants to continue to add value to your life dimensions. In the book of Isaiah chapter 54, from verse 2 to verse 3, Isaiah 54, God wants you to continue to enlarge in every sphere and facet of your life. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of the habitation. He said, you are the one that will not spear. You are the one that will lengthen the cord. You are the one that will strengthen the stakes. Look at verse 3. He says, you will not break forth on what? On the right and on the left. And thy seed. Brethren, there is greatness ahead of you. I said there is greatness ahead of you. There are people that their destiny is placed over your life. If you refuse to make progress, they will be stuck. Now, some of us may not understand, but ask those who are, you know, old enough. Even the young ones, you know how many people are calling you that you need to send school fees. You need to send this. That. Do you know that those people, God placed you in their life to be their helper? If you are not blessed, will you be able to do that? There are people that God has placed in your life, and heaven will continue to support you with resources. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, that's different from those who would continue to call you endlessly. So you need to what? Have the spirit of discernment. So let's leave it at that. Praise God. I'm sure some of us are wise. Hallelujah. But we are talking of the fact that God will place people in your life, that everyone is depending on you to be a source of blessing to them. When a man is blessed, it's good. But when a man becomes a blessing, it's even better. And what would you rather prefer to be? To be blessed or to be a blessing? Because when you are a blessing, you will never lack the resources. Hallelujah. Yeah. Dimensions of divine enlargement. Number 4. And this will be categorized under the spiritual. God wants you to increase in your spiritual life. He wants you to enlarge. He wants you to grow. When we're talking of spiritual life, it encompasses a lot of other areas. He wants you to grow in the knowledge of the word. What do you know 5 years after you have given your life to Christ? It must not still be what your teacher told you, what your pastor said, what your HOD has said. What has God said to you in his word? Amen. In your prayer life. Anna took her prayer life to the next level. She's been going to Shiloh every year. But that year, she went to separate and seclude herself and began to pray. Jabesh, he told God, they gave me this. I said it last Sunday. It was somebody else's sorrow that was placed over his life so that they can continue to remember their sorrow. And they put it on him. And he went to God. He said, Father, I reject this one. I'm of age. Your word said, your blessings makes rich and does not have sorrow. You have blessed me indeed, but I reject sorrow. I reject shame. I reject fear. He cried to the God of Israel. And the Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. God wants you to grow in your prayer life. You must be able to cry to God. If anything happens, the first thing is not for you to pick up your phone and begin to look for prayer warriors. Thank God for their life. But you must be able on your own to stand in the presence of God and say, Father, it is written in your word. Are we together, church? Dimensions. God wants you to grow in your fellowship with him. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Spiritual growth is important, brethren. It says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of who? Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow. Don't continue to be a baby Christian. After 5 years that you have given your life to Christ, they are still following you up. Something is wrong. Praise the Lord. In that same 2 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 5, from verse 5 to verse 8. It says, when you give your life to Christ, you need to begin to grow in some of this. He said, besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith, increase your faith, virtue. To virtue, knowledge. Verse 6, to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, and to godliness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Look at verse 8. If all these things be in you, and do what? What does it mean to abound? To stay. To continue to increase. To continue to enlarge. It says if they abound, you will never be barren nor unfruitful. Enlargement in your spiritual life. Beloved, it's imperative for us to know that God has given us his word. And we have the assurance in that word. And when you follow the principle of the word, they will work. Amen. God wants you to prosper in your spiritual life. He also wants you to prosper in your ministry, in your calling, whatever it is that God has called you to do. Amen. In Colossians chapter 4, Colossians 4 verse 17, he said, and say to Archippus, you can put your name there, take heed to the ministry, to the calling that you have received in the Lord. And make sure you do what? Jabesh received a ministry from the Lord to change the story of his generation. We're talking of a family of praise. Judah means praise. In that 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 1, he starts to talk about their lineage. But when he gets to verse 9, he now introduces sorrow. And Jabesh said, no, this is not according to the will of God. He did something about it. What are you doing? Amen. What calling have you received from God? In Acts chapter 12, from verse 24 to 25. Acts chapter 12. Every one of us, we have received a ministry from the Lord. Praise God. The Bible says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Look at verse 25. The word grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul, they returned from Jerusalem. When they had what? What ministry have you received from the Lord? What are you doing about it? You say, ah, Pastor, I'm busy. Yes, we know. Jesus was also busy. Yet, he went about doing good. Do you know why? Because he knows he has an assignment, a ministry to fulfill. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you have a ministry to fulfill. You have an assignment to fulfill. And you will fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. Dimensions of divine enlargement. Your destiny. Now, we've used this word over and I hope brought destiny is not around. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God wants you to enlarge in life. Your destiny is too great to sit down and fold your hand and not do anything about it. Praise God. God wants you to enlarge. He wants you to increase. In the book of Psalm 92, from verse 12 to verse 14, Psalm 92. And this Bible was very specific here. We're talking about enlargement. And I believe I'm talking to the people of God, the righteous. It says you as the righteous. Look at what the scripture said about you. That you will flourish like the palm tree. You will grow like the cedar in Lebanon. You will flourish like the palm tree. Most of us, most of our kids may not know what a palm tree is. Amen. It's not a tree that you will plant and within 1 year you're expecting fruits. No. It will take years. But when it started to produce, the Bible says you as the righteous, heaven is expecting you to flourish like the palm tree, to grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Look at verse 13. It said, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, as long as you abide, you remain in the Lord. It says you will continue to enlarge, to increase, to flourish. Where? In the courts, not outside of his will. In the courts of our God. Now look at verse 14. You are not going to stop there from your youth, from baby to preteen to teen to young adult, men and women getting married. He says you will not stop there. He says even in old age, you will still bring forth fruit. You will be fat and what? And flourishing. Divine enlargement. Is someone listening to the word of the Lord? And this is the promise of God for you. Don't doubt what God has said concerning you. Let me give us three more. God wants you to increase and enlarge in your career. Amen. Amen. And I've used this example before. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. Talking about Isaac. There was a famine in the land. And God told Isaac, stay in the land. Don't go down to Egypt. But do you know what he did? He did not stay in the land and receive the promise and say, God has promised me enlargement. And do nothing. He began to do what? To sow in the land. And there was famine, right? That means the land will be very difficult to till. But he continued. And the Bible says God blessed him in the same year. He received 100-fold. And God blessed him. And the man, in verse 13, was great. He kept moving forward. And grew until he became very great. Divine enlargement. It includes hard work. God wants to bless you. But God wants to see what you have in your hand. Isaac did not stay idle. Look at verse 14. God blessed him to the extent that he had possession of flocks and art and servants. And nation began to envy him. And the Philistines envied him. In your career, in your chosen profession, God wants to bless you. He wants to make you the head and not the tail. But I'm here to challenge someone. You see, it does not matter this color. In the workplace, when God will lead you to that place, You will know that it is God because it's the one that will lift you up. But I don't want you to be lazy. And I know what I'm saying. God will place you in strategic position to be the solution provider for your world, in your career. So please tell your neighbor, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
Look at verse 22. Verse 22 of that scripture. Genesis 26. They envied him and he had to leave. But the Bible says he moved from there and start to dig another well. All the ones he has been digging, they kept striving for him. But this time around, God gave him rest. He says, now the Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. Rehoboth. Your Rehoboth is certain.
Amen.
I said, your Rehoboth is guaranteed.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Divine enlargement. But what are you bringing to the table? In your career, don't be lazy. Let me give us one more and then we'll close. God wants you to prosper, even in your finances, in your financial life, in whatever you lay your hand upon. We know of this man called Solomon, 2 Chronicles chapter 2. No, chapter 1. Let's start from chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11. The Lord said to Solomon, after Solomon, now how many of us knew what Solomon did here? Bible students. He offered 1,000 offerings. Something that has not been done before. Amen. When you want God to give you enlargement, what do you want to do to give him? We're not talking of a God. We're talking of a God who owns 1,000 cattle on the hill. So you can't be looking for, you are trying to do some sorting of bills in your pockets when it comes to offering. God will help us. This man gave 1,000 offerings and God gave him a blank check. Ask anything. Amen. If you go down to verse 14. God blessed Solomon. And in the days of, he was so rich. Chariot of horses, thousands. Verse 15. He made silver and gold in Jerusalem as plenteous as stones. Amen. In the days of Solomon. When we're talking of riches and wealth, the Bible says there is no other king greater than Solomon. Divine enlargement. Let me round up by saying this, brethren. I said it earlier, Abraham was great. Isaac was very great. But Jacob, who became Israel, was exceeding great. And they passed down this generational blessing. What are you going to leave? What legacy are you leaving in the sand of history? I don't want you to be like that sons of the prophets that died and left burden, debt for his family. God wants you to increase and enlarge. And what can you do about it? We talk about those principles. It's the principle of you praise God until something happens. You will pray as if it is only prayer. And you will plan. You will work hard. As if that is what will do it. Let's rise up. You're going to take a word of prayer before we close today. Holy Spirit. You're going to pray. Divine enlargement is the promise of God. For how many? For all of us. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel. I want you to call on the God of Israel. You know your own area that you want divine enlargement. And I want you to be very specific. It's not a prayer of God, bless me, bless me. Bless you with what? Please go ahead and begin to talk to the Lord. What do you want God to visit you? Which area of your life do you want divine enlargement? Jabesh was specific. Oh, that thou will bless me indeed. Is it in your career? Is it in your finances? Is it in your health? Is it over the life of your children? Is it concerning your business? Is it in your marriage? Is it that you want God to bless you with your own spouse? To give you your own home? To settle you in your own railroad boats? Talk to the Lord. And if you have not given your life to Christ, your own prayer will be that God will enlarge your heart. When God enlarges your heart, is the one that will give you the capacity to increase, to expand to the right and to the left. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to give you praise and glory because you are the Almighty God. Thank you for the entrance of your word this morning. Lord, I join my faith together with every of my brethren. Are there any one of us here who are saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life? I'm giving my life to you. Father, I ask this morning you will visit them. Amen. And you will save their soul. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And for every one of us who have given our life to you and those that are saying, Lord, come into my life, and they have accepted you today, we stand upon your word and we receive that promise, the promise of divine enlargement. That according to your word, in blessing, you said you will bless us. It says, as the righteous, we will prosper and flourish like the palm trees. We will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I decree increase, enlargement, expansion to every of your children in the name of Jesus. In your career, receive enlargement. In your health, receive enlargement. In your finances, receive enlargement. In your spiritual life, receive enlargement. In your ministry, receive enlargement. Over your children, receive enlargement. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen. Please celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord.